This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I have with me a young man, a man of God, and he's going to talk to you right now, Pastor Daniel.
Good day, our listeners. Good to be in the studio again with Father Tom. It's a blessing to be here. This is Pastor Daniel Washington from Boston Miracle Center, and we are here with Father Tom, and we are going to tell some exciting news that is happening in the city of Boston this weekend. Welcome on the program with Father Tom.
Yes, something exciting is going to happen. When? The 13th, 14th, and 15th of June. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 6 p.m. We are going to a miracle service by the grace of God. And the one who will be our preacher will be Benny Hinn. Where is it going to take place? At Lowell Memorial Auditorium at 6 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You might say, I don't like Benny Hinn. And I tell you, God loves Benny Hinn.
Amen.
And I want to be under his teaching during those days, because I believe that he has received the power of the Holy Spirit in a way that I need it in my own ministry. Oh, I have the power of the Holy Spirit, but you know what? There's more for me.
Yes.
And you go where the more is. You go where the more is, and what do? You steal it off that person. You just take it. Take it. I used to tell Father Matt, when he wasn't Father Matt, when I was preaching at WROL studio and he was listening, I said to him, as I'm preaching the word of God, the anointing will be on me. Take it,
yes.
Matt. Take it.
Yes.
Steal it. It's on me for you to take. That's what God wants. And guess what? He did. He took it. And now he's the pastor of this place, and I am one of his priests by the grace of God. I'm retired, but not really. So today, we have Pastor Daniel with us, and he's going to talk to us about Benny Hinn and the revival New England with Pastor Benny Hinn.
Yes, dear our listeners, back to me, Pastor Daniel Washington. I'm the coordinator for this program of Revival New England with Pastor Benny Hinn, coming to New England after many years. Like Father Thomas said, you may not like the man, but God has given him something. So we better partake of the office God has given him, the anointing of the Holy Spirit that is upon his life. Like Father Thomas said, the anointing is contagious.
Yes.
You can get the anointing from one person who has the anointing, and then when you get that anointing, you can be able to do what God has called you to do, to fulfill what God has called you to do in your lifetime. When we read the scriptures, we see Elisha got the anointing from Elijah. When we see Moses had the anointing and the call, and he passed it over to Joshua. So the anointing goes on from one generation to another, from one person to another. So if you love the things of God, if you love the Holy Spirit, this is one of the perfect meetings you can come to this weekend, 13, 14, and 15 June in Lowell Auditorium. It is an event where you need to register, and we have made it the tickets so friendly so that you come. You can see these tickets online on www.bostonmiraclecenter.org. There is a link that can lead you to get tickets at a very affordable price. Please, we welcome you. And Pastor Ben Hinn is going to be joined by one of the great worship leaders of our time. This lady, she has been to every corner of the earth. She's the author of the song Waymaker, miracle worker, light in the darkness. She's going to be on stage with Pastor Benny Hinn. And I'm telling you, this lady, the song Waymaker, Miracle Worker, is one of the songs that saved a lot of people from committing suicide in the time of lockdown when everybody had lost hope. They had nowhere to turn. Everybody, many people were thinking the world was coming to an end, but through this song, it was like God ordained her to write this song to help people in some of their hardest situations. People sang that song and they began to get hope and revived in the word of God. And many people were contemplating of committing suicide. Through that song, Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Light in the Darkness, they got faith and hope in God, and they never committed suicide. So please, this is going to be great. And Sinach on Sunday at 6 p.m., she's going to do a full worship concert. It is going to be great. And the beauty about this, people from different nations that are living within Massachusetts are coming. It's going to be great to see people of all nations, tribes, languages, and tongue. Like the Bible says in the book of Revelation, that then I saw people from every nation, tribe, language, and tongue, all worshiping the Lamb of God. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be powerful. Father Tom is going to be there with the team. Please come and be part of this great move of God. This is Revival New England. We believe this is a time God is doing a new thing. The Holy Spirit is pouring out His power upon His church in Massachusetts, in New England, that a new thing will be birthed in the land. God bless you as we listen to Father Tom.
Oh, I look forward to what's going to happen. You see, I used to, when I was a young man, I used to go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, yes, to listen to and be with Catherine Kuhlman.
Wow.
Oh, yes, we would go. I went with my mother one time, and we stood in a hotel. We stayed in a hotel, and we went to the miracle service that she was going to run. We had to get in front of the church, the First Presbyterian Church in Philadelphia, at 3 a.m. because people would be there wanting to get into the church. So at 3 a.m, we went and stood in front of that church, in front of the door, and we waited until 8 o'clock for the doors to be open. But you know what? While we were there, I said, we're not just going to be here waiting. I start singing songs, praising God, and everyone started to join me. We had our own prayer meeting before the opening of the church. We praised God. I met two young people, and they were Catholic, and they had come to listen to Catherine Kuhlman. And we had time with those people. We prayed with those people. We prayed over those people. Guess what? They got married. They were not even together on that day in front of the Presbyterian Church. They got married. And every Christmas, I get a card from them. So wonderful. You see, you never know what God's doing. You never know. When you host something for the Lord Jesus Christ, He does things that you could never do on your own. And the problem is, people just want today, just like last year. No, no, no. It's a new day,
yes,
every day. Not like last year. Not even like last night. It's a new day in the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's what we need to know. God has things for you, not only for me, but for you. But you've got to be in the place where those things are taking place. I was in the place called the First Presbyterian Church many years ago when Catherine Kuhlman had a miracle service. Mm-hmm. I had been depressed so much. At that miracle service, the power of God came through me, and the depression left. Oh, God used Catherine Kuhlman. I loved her. You know what? When I went into the seminary, I made up my mind, Catherine Kuhlman is going to speak at my first Mass. But you know what? She went to God instead. She went to God instead. And do you know what happened when she went to God? The room that she was in, that she died at 2 o'clock in the morning, which she told the people, I will be dying at 2 o'clock in the morning. The room was filled with the odor of roses. Sanctity of Catherine Kuhlman. This is something the Catholic Church, Catholic Church has talked about very many times.
Who gave Benny Hinn the anointing?
Yes, today.
Who gave Benny Hinn the anointing?
Who gave Benny Hinn the anointing? Catherine Kuhlman. Oh, yes. He used to go to her services. I tell you, there's nobody like Catherine Kuhlman. Nobody, nobody, nobody. And you know what? I used to listen to her at 11 o'clock on WROL, even when I was in the seminary. We had Mass at that time, but I taped her so that I could listen to what she had to say. She was a woman of God. She brought people to Christ Jesus and Jesus to people. And that's what it's all about. We're not here to gain money. We're here to bring people to the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ to people.
Hallelujah. Like Father Thomas said, he went to the service of Catherine Kuhlman. Catherine Kuhlman, already she is in glory. But look at the impact of the anointing that was upon her life. Until now, many years later, Father Tom, he's still flowing under that anointing. The depression was broken off his life. I want to encourage everybody, if you have time this weekend, you may not be able to make the 3 days, at least make one or two. But I promise you, the anointing of the Holy Spirit is going to be in that place. As the Bible says in Hebrews 13:8, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His power is still available. The anointing to heal, the power that breaks the yoke, the power that makes the lame walk. You may be there. The doctors have given you a bad report that is impossible. We have seen people testifying how the Lord has healed them of cancer, how the Lord has brought them from the power of death. So don't miss these 3 days. It's going to be powerful. The anointing will be strong. Apart from the anointing solving your problem, the anointing can become part of your life. And the anointing can be your inheritance to you and your children, that the fear of God and the glory of God will always be in your house. Don't miss these 3 days of glory. Go online, bostonmiraclecenter.org. You'll see the link and register. We've made it affordable. We just want to make sure we meet the budget of everything that is involved in putting this meeting together. Hope to see you. I want to give you back to Father Tom.
I remember many years ago that there was a woman who was healed, I believe, of a heart condition at one of Catherine Kuhlman's miracle service. Mm-hmm. And Catherine Kuhlman said, give me your full name and address. I had a pen. I took her full name and address down. She was from Australia.
Wow.
And I contacted her. And she told me about the great miracle that God did at the Catherine Kuhlman service, the miracle service. It was real. It was real. She was there to witness. She had a bad heart. God fixed her heart. I remember being at one of Catherine Kuhlman's services, and there was a man who was given a death sentence, wow, and he was wearing old shoes. He would not buy new shoes because he was going to die. But you guess what? He got healed, and I suppose he had to buy new shoes.
Wow.
He said to the people, the congregation, I decided to wear my old shoes because I'm going to die. I don't need new shoes. But he got better, he got healed, and he got new shoes. I tell you, we all need new shoes. You know what the Bible says about it? Blessed are the feet upon the mountain that bring good news.
Amen.
The feet upon the mountain that bring good news. Oh, yes, blessed are my feet. Blessed are Pastor Daniel's feet. Amen. That bring good news. Good news of salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ to the lost. Good news of healing to those who are sick in mind and body. Good news of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Jesus says in Acts 1:8, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. I tell you, have you received that power? I received confirmation. I received the Holy Spirit, but it was released when I was 21. Oh, it was in me, but released when I heard the gospel at 21. I received Pentecost. I didn't even know I could speak in other languages. But you want to know what happened? That's what happened. I start in my bedroom, start praising God, and all of a sudden I couldn't praise him any longer. I was so full, I start praying in another language. No one taught me about this. This is from God. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Have you received that power? Maybe you've been confirmed and received that power, but experientially, you need it. You need it experientially. Mm. I couldn't do what I do without the experience of the Holy Spirit. That doesn't mean every time we come to the microphone, we feel God. No, no. I know Jesus. Not only did I feel him, I know him. And knowing him, I can do that which is impossible, because the Holy Spirit does it through witnesses, people that love the Lord Jesus. That's me, and that could be you. Are you a person that touches people, that brings healing to the sick? If you are, hallelujah. If you're not, you can be. The only thing you need to do is give your life to the Lord and give your hands to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. As we're coming to the end of this program, I want 10 we still have 10 minutes. I want to take you into the Word of God. As Father Tom was sharing, this scripture came to me, Acts 10:38, that how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. That anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit is still available on the face of the earth. Amen. What God has done is moving that power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit through vessels that he has chosen, through vessels that have availed themselves for the service of the Lord, through vessels that have really moved in obedience. Like you see Father Tom, he has availed his life to be a vessel that carries the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit. So even Pastor Ben-Hinn is one of the vessels that have availed, that have yielded unto the Lord to keep on carrying the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit. So that scripture we've read in Acts 10:38, that how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, that scripture shall be fulfilled in our lives to even this coming weekend. The power of the Holy Spirit is going to be in our midst. The sick shall be healed, the lame shall walk, the blind shall see, the deaf shall hear. If you know anybody who is sick, may the doctors have given up on them, just bring them into the presence of God. You can bring them. We'll get them free tickets to come in. We want them to experience the power of God and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that their lives will be changed for the glory of God. If you are there, you are contemplating of committing suicide, the enemy is showing you that this is the end of the road, you cannot make it, please just come into the presence of God. In the presence of God, there is a fresh beginning. God can give anybody a fresh beginning. He can take you from that deepest places where the world has put you. Maybe your family has given up on you. Your friends, they say, oh, you are not, you can never mount up to anything. In Christ Jesus, you can have a new beginning under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, Amen. The anointing breaks the yoke. Amen. Anything that is hindering you to be what God has intended you to be, it is a yoke. Whether you are struggling in your finances, your school, in different areas of life, as you yield to the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Spirit breaks the yoke and will set you free. Your life will never be the same again. You cannot afford to miss these 3 days of divine impartation, divine visitation. I know God is doing a new thing in New England. This is Revival New England. Father Tom is going to be there and the team is going to be exciting. I can't wait to see you there. Back to Father Tom.
You see, on the day of Pentecost, they were together in one accord.
Yes.
With Mary, the mother of Jesus, in one place. The Holy Spirit came in that place on those people, on the apostles and the 120. They had to be there for the Holy Spirit to come upon them. So now I tell you, are you going to be at Lowell Memorial Auditorium on the 13th, 14th, and 15th of June? At 6 p.m., are you going to be there to receive? I'm not going to give. I'm going there to receive.
Hallelujah.
I'm going there to receive. I need to receive. You know, I go on a Sunday afternoon to New Hampshire to a wonderful pastor, and he proclaims the word of God. I need to receive.
Yes.
I don't only need to give. I need to receive. Mm. So we go there by God's grace every Sunday to hear him preach. And we sing the praises of God. God wonderfully touches people. When we have an opening for Jesus, he does wonderful things. How many people are going to run something for Jesus? We often did these things. I told you about Peabody, and we got a tent, a big tent, and we invited people to come under the tent for the gospel to be proclaimed. It was filled. People came. People were transformed. You've got to do something for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And people come. Mm. When you do something, and you know what? You have to do something that other people won't do.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Do something that other people won't do. Go to a nursing home. Go talk to someone who has no visitors and pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for them. Do something that nobody else does. God will make a way where there is no way. He wants to bless you. He wants to use you. He wants to give you more of the Holy Spirit. But you've got to step out. People are reluctant to step out. What will happen if I step out? I'll tell you what will happen. Pentecost.
Mm-hmm.
Death will happen. I also tell you this. People will reject you. That's true. But you know what? Not Jesus. He will say, this is my beloved son. He proclaims the gospel. I'm for him. That's why I'm for Benny Hinn. He's the beloved son of the Father. And he proclaims the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And people are not only delivered and healed and forgiven, but miracles begin to happen.
Yes.
We need miracles.
Yes.
People say, oh, the age of miracles stopped with the last apostle. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. I've seen miracles.
Mm-hmm.
I've prayed with people, and they received miracles. And if I, the least of the people, could do it for Jesus, you can do it. Miracles is what it's all about. You know, if you took the miracles out of the New Testament, you wouldn't have much.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have much. Jesus went about doing miracles, signs, and wonders. Mm-hmm. That's what the church needs to be doing today. Miracles, signs, and wonders, and proclaiming the lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ. That nothing is impossible. Absolutely nothing in Christ. I remember one day in Peabody, or it might have been Salem, when I was going to preach as a deacon, and I saw in the basement a priest alb hanging down from a pipe. And the Lord said, someone in the congregation is going to commit suicide. Oh, I said, I better preach to that, whether I'm hearing it or not. And I preached about God wanted to give us new life. God has plans for us. We do not need to take our life. Do you know what? The next day, I got a call. The woman said, I have the pills already.
Mm.
I had the pills already. I was going to do myself in. But I heard the gospel. I got changed. I tell you, that's what God wants to do. So I'm inviting you to Revival New England with Pastor Benny Hinn on the 13th, 14th, and 15th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Lowell Memorial Auditorium. Come and receive a blessing. Receive a blessing. Because even if you're not healed, you're going to hear the Word of God and be blessed. Oh, I want to be where the Word of God is being proclaimed. I want to be where the power of the Holy Spirit is happening. I want to be there because I need more. I need more. And I get more by being with people who have more than I have. I take what they have in faith and continue to do what Jesus calls me to do in the church. In the church. In the church. People say you sound like a Baptist minister. No, I sound like Peter and Paul. That's who I sound like. Not a Baptist minister, but Peter and Paul proclaiming the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the King of glory, who has something wonderful for your life. Something wonderful. Now, take it. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.